idea, and I want to tell you about it, sir. At Gridiron, we're going to have, you'll pardon the expression, Kennedy and Reagan and some boys from Vietnam. And against that background, it seems to me that there's an opportunity for you.
I had an opportunity last year.
I know.
And I went, but I'm not a regular attendant. I got about seven of them.
I know you have, but hear me out, please, sir. It's an opportunity to set the great dignity of the presidency up against these two young upstarts. And there is one precedent for the President of the United States making his speech at Gridiron public. This happened when Mr. Foraker and Mr. Teddy Roosevelt had an argument at Gridiron. And I thought that I didn't see any reason why, if you wanted to follow that precedent, that you had a story or you had a big announcement or you had a speech of, that would fit this occasion more serious than humorous, that this might be be a dramatic and I think an important thing. I thought it was so good an idea that I wanted to tell you about it.
Well, I respect your judgment and I like it, but I just don't think I ought to get into that. I went last year because of your judgment, and I've got about seven or eight of them, and when I sign on one, I just murder myself, and I just don't believe that I ought to do it. I think if I had to run for office, if I had to be reelected, if I had to do these things, that I might just come kiss her ass, but I just don't believe in doing it when you don't have to. And if it didn't involve all the repercussions it does and the kickoff, because the photographers and everybody else comes in right after it and you can't do anything about it. And I turned them all down. I went to all of them. I said, I'm going to go to every one of you. I'm going to give you my lung and my respect and my admiration. And I'm going to stay and spend the whole evening and just endure it all and watch you with your jokes and your fun. And I try to make out like it. I think you're good comedians, even though I'd rather just be reading the Bible. And I've gone through that about a couple of occasions, but I just really honestly...
Well, I know how you feel about it, but it seemed to me at this juncture with the things that you've been up against that this might be a time just to turn on the full glare of the great dignity of your office in front of that crowd and make your speech public. Tell the press the reporters are never present, but a copy of your speech is available for them if they want it. I think it might be a dramatic thing.
So what? What did you do? You make speeches every day, but why would this?
In that context is what I think is good. Before these immature young politicians from California and New York and that audience, and then to put it out to the public. It seems to me like a hell of a good idea. I don't like to bother the President of the United States, but I thought it was so good I'd tell you.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm grateful for your friendship, as you know. And I'll give some thought to it, but I don't really plan to go to any of these dinners this year, any of them. I'm just planning to try to grind it out as best I can, because I don't think you can... I think anything you do, they'll find fault with.
That's true. I think anything any president does, somebody finds fault with. But
not somebody, but I think the cynics do, and I think you owe it, the idea requires you to do it on occasions, and requires you to do it enough where I've made up my mind I'm going to have at least two press conferences a month. I'm going to have one television for Sarah McClendon and the exhibition, and I'm going to have at least one in order that people can get information and look at the president and see his eyes and his health and ask what they want to.
Yeah.
And maybe another one. I've had two already in the last 10 days, and then I had one television. So I had three this month, but I'm going to do that. But I think these damn night dinners and eating this squab. And you got a hundred associations, and you got 100 patriotic societies, and you got 100 educators, and you got 100 newspaper people. And I don't think it does you a damn bit of good. I never have found it does. I just think that you go out and all you do is just sit there while they show their naked legs and act like they're funny and good dances and poor singing and a lot of crap. And then they spend all their time trying to be funny. And to me, I don't think it, I think after you do it once or twice, it's just kind of like having a cup of coffee. You don't do any good. And they just take a peculiar delight in raising hell. I'd rather just be signing proclamations or doing something else or taking their jibes, because they're going to give them to you anyway.
Well, it just struck me that in this context was so good and so fitting a place to show.
I just love you for thinking of me, and I appreciate it. And I told them, I just knew that when that dear old gridiron comes up, you always think of me about a week ahead of time, and I'm grateful for it. And you don't know how much I appreciate you, but I just think it might be misunderstood, and I think I might get involved with a whole series of kickoffs. And I think it's best for you all to just embrace Bobby and wrap him up and go on and live with him and have
God
a good time, and then take Reagan too. And all of them know me over there, and they know what I'm like, for good or bad, mostly for bad.
No, I wouldn't say that. No. How's the state of your health?
I think pretty good. I think...
I haven't seen you in a long time. Anything
well,
I can do for you?
Not a thing in the world.
Lady Bird, all right?
Couldn't be better.
She gets prettier than ever in the picture. Give her my love, will you?
I sure will, Marshal.
Okay.
Waiting.